Title: Dark Jungle Chord Colors Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Intermediate. Alright, let's build Dark Jungle Chord Color the real way, using only Ableton stock devices. No third-party plugins, no one preset fixes everything. We're going for that classic drum and bass and jungle feeling where the chords sound like a captured artifact, a stab that's been sampled, pitched, roughed up, and thrown into a room, not a polite synth playing perfect harmony. Set your mindset right now. Dark jungle chords aren't just minor chord plus reverb. The vibe comes from color tones, voicing choices, resampling, and controlled grit and space. It's sound design that happens to be harmonic. We're going to build a full chord system in Ableton. A two-layer instrument rack that gives us body plus air and noise, with macros for tone, bite, dirt, width, space, and movement. Then we'll write proper jungle voicings with 9THS, 11THS, sus tones, and clusters. Then we'll make three behaviors, tight stabs, evolving pads, and a mid-range rescored layer that adds pressure without stepping on the sub. And the big finishing move, we resample it like it's 1995, but cleaner and more controllable. Step 0, set the session like a DNB producer. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. If you like 170 to 175, cool, but 172 is a sweet spot. Make groups, drums, bass, chords, and effects or atmos. And here's the rule that makes everything else work. Chords must duck for the drums and the bass. In rolling music, if your chords don't make room, the groove stops rolling. So we're going to plan sidechain from the start, not as a last-minute fix. Now create a MIDI track in the chords group and name it Dark Chords Rack. We're building an instrument rack with two layers. Layer A is the body, warm, solid, and mostly centered. Layer B is the air and grit, noisy, bandpassed, wider, and a bit crusty. Let's start with layer A, the body. Drop in Wavetable. If you prefer analog, it can also work, but Wavetable is super fast for this. In Wavetable, choose basic shapes for OSC 1. Put the position around 35 to 45%. That zone gives you a tone between sine, triangle, and saw, and it takes saturation nicely without turning into a buzzy mess. For now, keep OSC 2 off or very low, like minus 18 dB, with a tiny bit of detune if you want width later. Don't go crazy with unison. Jungle chords can get facey fast. Set unison to two voices with about 10 to 20% amount. Subtle. After Wavetable, put auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere between 2.5 and 6 kHz. We're going to macro this, because tone is basically your energy knob. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.35, and use auto filter drive around 2 to 5 dB for a bit of bite. After that, add saturator. Choose analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And trim output so you're not clipping the channel. We want grit, not accidental digital clipping. Then utility. Set width around 80 to 110%. This is important. The body layer should not be super wide. We want the weight to translate in mono and not smear the mix. That's layer A. Now layer B. The air and noise layer. Create a second chain inside an instrument rack and add operator. In operator, choose algorithm 1. Just a single oscillator. For OSC A, pick noise. Depending on your live version, it might be white noise or a noise option in the oscillator list. Keep its level low. The goal is to feel it when the chord hits, not hear a constant hiss. After operator, add auto filter. Set this one to band pass 12 dB. Frequency around 2 to 5 kHz. Resonance higher than before, like 0.4 to 0.7, so it gets that radio or metal edge character. If you want extra attack on the stab, add a tiny bit of envelope modulation so the bandpass snaps a little on the transient. After that, redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Be careful here. Harsh bit reduction turns dark into painful real quick. The trick is, a little downsample for crunch. Then we'll filter things so it sits in a controlled band. Then utility. Set width 120 to 160%. This is where width lives, in the grit and air. If your utility has bass mono, turn it on. If it doesn't, it's fine. We'll handle low end by high passing later and by not letting this noise layer have real lows anyway. Now we glue it together with macros. Inside the instrument rack, map a set of macros like this. Macro 1, tone. Map it to layer A auto filter frequency. That's your open or closed darkness control. Macro 2, bite. Map it to layer B band pass frequency and maybe a little to resonance. When you turn bite, it should sound more forward, more steady, without getting louder overall. Macro 3. Dirt, map it to saturator drive in layer A and redux downsample in layer B. When you turn dirt up, the cord should feel older and more chewed up. Macro 4. Width. Map both utility widths, but keep your range sensible. Don't let the body go ultra wide. Macro 5. Noise level. Map the operator chain volume. This is your air on top fader. Macro 6. Motion. We'll add auto pan later and map rate and amount. Macro 7. Space. You can either map a reverb dry slash wet if you insert it, or better, map your send levels once we create return tracks. Macro 8. Stab length. Map the amp envelope release in Waveeatable and, if needed, operator's amp release too. Quick teacher tip, when you build macro ranges, don't map full extremes. Map the useful zone. Dark Jungle is about controlled constraints. Next, the real sauce chord voicings. We're going to set up an instant color MIDI chain, then I'll show you why manual voicing usually wins. Before the instrument rack, add a MIDI effect chain, chord, then optionally scale if you want guardrails, and then note length. In the chord device, build a minor chord with extensions, root at 0, minor 3rd plus 3, 5th plus 7, 9th plus 14, optionally add 11th at plus 17, especially for pads. For stabs it can get dense, but dense can be good if you control the tail. Then note length, set it to trigger mode. For tight stabs, set length around 80 to 180 milliseconds. For looser, ravey hits, 250 to 450 milliseconds. This lets you play one note and get a consistent stab length. Very sampler behavior. But here's the upgrade, manual voicing. If you want chords that feel authentic, don't always stack chord tones in order. Jungle chords often feel like someone sampled a keyboard chord, where the voicing was weird, or the recording captured a cluster. Try three concepts. 1. Drop voicing. Put the 5th or 9th lower than you should. 2. Cluster top. Put the 9th, minor 3rd, and maybe the 11th close together for tension. 3. Avoid too much low end. Keep the chord's root generally above C3 unless you're making a special moment. Your bass owns the low end. Here's a concrete example voicing for DM9 that works great. D3, A3, C4, E4, F4. Notice the top cluster, C, E, F. That little smear gets eerie the moment you add space. Now, let's make stabs. Tight. Punchy. Mix ready. Go into your instrument and make the amp envelope stab friendly. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you've got decay, 200 to 500 ms. Sustain low, like 0 to 30%. Release 50 to 150 ms. And that's a great candidate for the stab length macro. Now for a move a lot of people forget. Put drum bus on chords. Yes, drum bus is not just for drums. After the instrument rack, add drum bus, then EQ8, then a compressor for sidechain. On drum bus, drive 2 to 8, crunch 0 to 20, boom usually off. Boom will fight your bass fundamental and make your mix feel swollen. Use damp to tame harshness if the noise layer is biting too hard. Then EQ8 for cleanup, high pass around 120 to 250 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Choose the exact spot based on your bass line, but err on the side of keeping the sub totally clean. If it's muddy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If it's harsh, a small notch around 2.5 to 5 kHz can save your ears. And if it's too dull, a very gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz, just a dB or two, can restore presence without making it bright. Now sidechain. This is mandatory in rolling music. Put compressor after EQ8. Enable sidechain and choose your kick, or, better, use a ghost sidechain for consistency. That means you create a muted MIDI or audio trigger that hits the ducking pattern you want, even if your real kick changes. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. Adjust until the stab breathes with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Next, space. Jungle space is dark, controlled, and band limited. Not full range wash. Create two return tracks. Return A. Short room. Put reverb. Then EQ8. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Low cut 250 to 400 hz. High cut 6 to 9 khz. Then EQ8 after it, and if you need, cut more lows again. The point is, reverb should not have low end. Return B. Long ghost. Put hybrid reverb. Then echo. Then EQ8. Then saturator. In hybrid reverb, use a blend of convolution and outer rhythmic if available. Decay 3 to 7 seconds. pre-delay 20 to 45 ms, low cut 350 to 600 hz, high cut 5 to 8 khz, then echo, set it to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 400 hz, low pass around 6 to 7 khz, then a gentle saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. This thickens the tail without needing more volume. Send your cord stabs mostly to the short room, and only occasionally automate the long ghost, like bar 4 and bar 8. That's how you get haunted without drowning the drop. Now the part that makes it feel like a record. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Chord Resample. Set its input to resampling, or route audio from your chord track. Record a pass where you play single hits, rhythmic phrases, and you change macro positions while recording. Sweep tone, add a touch of bite, push dirt for one hit, pull it back. Print variation. Then on the audio clip, try warp with Complex or Complex Pro. Pick what sounds better. Pitch the clip down by 3 to 7 semitones. Instant darkness. Instant sample vibe. Add tiny fades to remove clicks. Now treat that audio like an instrument. You can keep it as audio or drop it into simpler. If you use simpler one shot, put a low pass around 3 to 8 khz, add a tiny bit of drive, and if you want that woozy vibe, a tiny touch of glide. This is the sample behavior, not synth behavior rule. Commit to audio early and manipulate it. Here's an extra coaching trick, separate hit and tail. Duplicate your chord track. One track is HIT, short envelope, brighter, minimal reverb. The other is tail, longer release, darker filtering, heavier sends, maybe more saturation. Now you can mix the punch and the haunting independently. One chord becomes 20 colors just by balancing hit versus tail. Another pro policy. Don't stack width everywhere. Center the body, widen the grit. If the chord feels huge but still holds up in mono, you nailed it. If it disappears in mono, you went too wide in the wrong place. Now let's actually place these chords in a rolling context. Three reliable styles. Style A. Classic offbeat stabs. Put stabs on the end of 2 and the end of 4. That's the classic roll. Vary velocity slightly, like plus or minus 10, so it feels played. Add an occasional 1/16 pickup right before the snare for tension. Style B. Call and response with the bass. Let bass talk in bar 1. Chord answers in bar 2. Or flip it. Keep your chord high pass in that 150 to 250 hz zone, so the sub stays king. Style C. Pad in the breakdown, stabs in the drop. In the breakdown, hold long chords with motion and space. In the drop, use the same harmony but resampled stabs, tighter envelope, and stronger sidechain. This gives continuity without clutter. Let's talk about common mistakes so you can avoid the usual time wasters. If chords are too low, they fight the sub and cloud the mix. Keep them higher. If your low mids are too wide, clubs will punish you with phase smear. Control the sides, especially below 300 or 400. If your reverb is full range, you get mud. This audio version is shortened for playback.